Today's daf is Eirvin daf Gimel. As we continue in the Maseches Eirvin, again, just to start off, I mentioned it a few weeks ago, but mention it again, Rav Schechter is giving introductory shiur to Maseches Eirvin at the YU Museum, 15 West 16th Street in Manhattan, Be'ez Hashem, on Wednesday at 6 o'clock. So everybody is invited to attend. Please just make reservations. Sign up at the yumuseum.org website. But it's obviously one of the G'dolei HaPoskim in everything, especially Hilchos Eirvin. This Wednesday, Be'ez Hashem, Rav Schechter Shir, everybody's invited at the YU Museum in downtown Manhattan. Okay, we are getting into Eirvin Daf Gimel. We are on Beis Amid Beis. We have been discussing what exactly is the shear that one needs in order to put a bar, to put a korah, a horizontal beam across the doorway between the mavui and the street. So we mentioned the different sources relating to Rabbi Yehuda and the Rabbanan, whether they learned it from the doorway of the Heichal, the doorway of the Ulam, or the doorway just of palaces in general. That's what we said towards the end of the daf yesterday. So let us pick up with Elameata, six or seven lines up from the bottom, on Beis Amid Beis. Says the Gemara, Elameata, if it's true that this is within the Shita of the Rabbanan and Rabbi Yehuda, we just said that within the Rabbanan Shita, why don't they need doors themselves? So he said, no, the doors are just Lesnias Ba'alma. And that's why you do compare it to the doorway of the Heichal in terms of measurements, and that's why 20 Amos is the maximum shear up. But you don't actually need doors, because the doors were just there Lesnias. They weren't actual doors that inherently were needed for the structure. So the Gemara says, if you're comparing it so exactly to the Heichal, so Elameata lo teni leitzuras haPesach. So you should say Yetzuras haPesach, which we said yesterday was the third way to create a hefsik, to create a machitza, or some type of heker, some type of structure. At the end of the mavui, we said either a horizontal beam, the korah, or a vertical beam, the lechi, or a tzuras haPesach, which is a whole konamikan al gabehen, by the two side posts and the lintel on top. So we should say that should not help if you're comparing it to the, if you're learning it from the Heichal Y, to ha Heichal, tzuras haPesach av yelo, the Heichal had a tzuras haPesach, and yet, afilu and it was only 10 amos wide. Right? What did our Mishnah say? No matter how wide it is, it's okay. As long as you have a Tzuras haPesach, that solves the problem. And that's what we said our minhag is, to make Tzuras haPesachim, in terms of our Eruvs that we do, with a tremendous amount of space inside. So ask the Gemara, though, why is that? The Mishnah says it's talking about a case, the Mishnah's source is a case of a Tzuras haPesach, and it's still limited to 10 amos wide. Alama Tanan, im yesh lo Tzuras haPesach, avo bisha racha, b'esra amos, eino tzarach lamayit. What does the Mishnah say that you don't need to be mayit in that case if it has a Tzuras haPesach? Doesn't that solve any problem? And if it did, then the Heichal should have been able to have been made even wider. So the Gemara says, "Midi hu taima el Rav." We're explaining Rav Shita. Hamasi le Rav Yehuda lechia bar Rav kamei de Rav eino tzarach lamayit. Right, he said this mission instead of in front of Rav. V'yamar le'asei tzarach lamayit. Rav changed the gears of the Mishnah. You're right. According to Rav, Tzuras haPesach would not be able to solve the problem of wider than 10 amos. Meaning inachinami according to Rav. That's not what we have in our girsa. Period. Elameata, continuing the comparison of Heichal to our case of Mavui. And again, this is an example. We just mentioned it parenthetically yesterday. Kol de tikkun ke'ein d'oraisa tikkun. Why do we need a source? This is the rabbinic. It's all the Rabbanan. So let them make whatever rules they want. The answer is because many times we find that the Rabbanan try to use d'oraisa categories even in their rabbinic dinim. And that is why here we're trying to figure out what is the definition of a Pesach, what is normally considered a Pesach, where do we find Pesachim in Tanakh, and that's why we're trying to keep our standards in line with the source. So the Gemara says, Elameata, so if it's true that you learned from the Heichal, lo teheni le amaltera, you should say amaltera doesn't work. What's an amaltera? Some type of carving in the lintel that is on top of the doorway that would catch somebody's eye. Oh, it's some type of beautiful, ornate carving. That's an amaltera. So, says the Gemara, you should say that an amaltera shouldn't work. in a case where it is above 20 amos. Why? To ha hechal amaltera havile, because after all, the hechal had an ornate design on top of it, and still vafilo hachi esrim amahu de gavoa, and it was still only 20 amos tall. And now the next couple of lines, we're going to end up, the question is going to be that amaltera does work above 20 amos, we're going to have later on, and yet the hechal was limited to 20 amos with an amaltera. So let's see. V'yafilu achi esrim amahu de gavoa. Ditnan. The Mishnah says in Maseches Midos, as we know, is the Masechta, one of the few Masechtas that Daf Yomi learns, even though it's just Mishnayos. Midos. Ditnan. Says the Mishnah. Chamesh amaltero shalmila hayu al gabav zula malamizu v'zula malamizu. There were five levels of boards of ornate items on top of the Hechel, one above the other. So ask the Gemara, we didn't finish the question yet, but the Gemara's in the middle of asking, why should an Amaltera be able to allow a Korah above 20 Amos if the Hechel had an Amaltera and it was still limited to 20 Amos? So the Gemara just says, parenthetically, v'hai mait yufta, what's the problem? Dilma kitanya hid amalteros b'ulam tanya. What do you mean? Maybe the amalteros that is being referred to in the Mishnah there is only by the ulam, by the anteroom to the hechel, not the hechel itself. So the Gemara says back, v'hai mait kushya, dilma tavnes hechel, katavnes ulam. What do you mean? Maybe it's parallel. Maybe even if you want to say it's the ulam, maybe the hechel had similar engineering and similar architecture. The Ritva just points out that both these dilmas are lavdafka. You don't usually ask a kasha, well, maybe. What do you mean, well, maybe could reject a proof in Shas. Right? We prove or disprove something from a certain story. We say, no, maybe you can learn it this way. Okay, that's a dilma. But if you ask a kasha from a drasha, you don't usually use the lashon of dilma. So the Ritva here says dilma's lavdafka in both these lines. Right? It doesn't mean dilma. It means that it was on the ulam, and the ulam was like the hechal. So, don't take Dilma so literally. But now, finally, the Gemara gets to the original question, finishing up. Alama Amar Rebbe Yilah, Amar Rav, Rechava Dalet Afal Pi She'ena Bria. That line is not important for us now, but it's just quoted here because it's one statement. The Korah has to be wide enough, four wide, even though it doesn't have to be strong enough to hold serious weight. We're going to get to that Bezshem in the next Mishnayos later on in the Perek. But then it adds what's important for us now. V'im yesh la amaltera, afilu gavoa yosem yesrim amei nosorach lamait? Question mark. So here's the question. If we're comparing it and learning it from the Pesach of the Heichal, so why does the Rav say that an amaltera is going to help even to make it even above 20 amos? Right? Why is that going to work? Which probably, what's the reason why that's going to work above 20 amos? As we'll talk about soon, probably because your eye is going to be drawn to it, even above 20 amos. It's going to be that hecker. So why should that work above 20 amos if in the Heichal there was such an occurrence, there wasn't a maltera, and still it was limited to 20 amos? Answers the Gemara, Amar Rav Yosef, amaltera masnisahi. Amaltera, that's a brisa, that's not Shitas Rav. Right? No, it's not correct that Rav would allow it above 20 amos. Right, Rav wouldn't allow it. What you just quoted, that's really a brisa, it's not a statement of Rav. So the Gemara says, so man k'tanila. So who said it? So a brisa, Rav can argue on a brisa? The Gemara could answer Rav Tanu Palig, but the Gemara doesn't like to say that if it doesn't have to. So the Gemara would rather say, Amar Abaya, v'chama b'rei de Rabba barabua k'tanila, period. Right, it's a deya, it's chama b'rei de Rabba barabua. He was the one that said this brisa, period. So let's just continue a little bit more, and then we'll mention to make a couple of comments. V'teya heve amaltera masnisa v'tikshi l'rav. Okay, let's say it's a brisa said by this other amora, but still Rav tries. We try to line up Rav with brises also. So the Gemara says, Amalecha Rav, dala namayacha, leave me out of this. Dala namayacha, leave me out of this. Masnisa milokashna adati. You have two brises that are contradictory to each other. What are you bothering me for? So you just said this is a brisa? We have two brises now. What are the two brises? We had a brisa earlier that said on the bottom of the previous amud that the source for 20 amos is the hechal. And we have another brisa that says an amaltera, an ornate engraving above 20 amos, allows you to be above 20 amos. So that itself is, they're contradictory. So what are you jumping at me for, says Rav? Right, the brises themselves. If you learn it from the Hechel, as brisa number one said, you should not allow an amaltera above 20 amos, meaning amaltera allowing you to be above 20 amos. So don't get me involved. What are you forced to say? That it's a machlokas tanoim? Well, the dinami tanoihi, period. So that's what I'll say too. So, Atkan, we answered for Rav. Remember, this is all Rav. Rav is the one that holds, right? Started off on Beis Abba Aleph, that they're both Chacham and Rabbi Yehuda, learned of the, from the Pesach of the Heichal, the Pesach of the Ulam, and as the Ritva said yesterday in explaining Rav, that Rav Sheet is that Korah is Midin Pesach. It's Midin Pesach, right? It's a doorway. It's an imaginary doorway. You put a board across, so it's as if it shoots down, rabbinically, and therefore it's enclosed, and that's why you're allowed to carry in the area. That is all Shitas Rav. Good. A couple of points that we have to make here. Number one, there was this ornate carving of wood by the Heichal. Ask the Achronim, even in the Rishonim, but I'll read you from the Achronim, the Tosfos Yontif, on this Mishnah in Midos, asks, you're not allowed to have any wood anywhere near the Mizbeach. Lositu l'chashira kalait, etzel Mizbeach Hashem alokecha. Pasukim say Parsha Shoftim. Ask the Tosfos Yontif there in Midos in Gimel Zayin. Why isn't this an Aveira? There's also the question of the Ravid on Meseches Midos there. Remember we discussed there the Ravid when we did learn Midos. So ask the Tosfos Yontif. Why are you allowed to make these ornate carvings next to the Mizbeach? Velositu l'chashira. Says the Tosfos Yontif, Delo Asra Torah Elo Dumya Dinatias Eitz Shehu Bolate. It's only if it's sticking out, if it's within a piece of wood, it's not right out, it's within, that's okay. And that's the lashon of the Rambam, he quotes, Ein Bonim Bo Eitz Bolate Klau. You're not allowed to have something in indentation out. Right, this is similar, think about 100 years ago when the first photography first came out, it's a big shiloh in the poskim. Right, is that an isser of creating a graven image? Right, many surah, pas, tesla, chotmuna, taking a picture of a person. So a lot of the earlier poskim were worried about it. Chavetz Chaim didn't like to get photographed, there's very few photographs of him and others. But the Minhag Olam has developed that because it's not bolate, because it's not sticking out, it's just flat, it's in the picture, that's why it's not a problem. So that's the Tosfos Yontif, the same idea here, that it's not bolate. If you look in the Gra right here, his commentary on Mishnayos says, there's no problem, why? B'pnei shelo hayu omdin derech netia, ela hayu shochvin. Right, the problem of losita l'chashera is dumya dinetia. Doesn't it literally just mean planting a tree in the b'dex in the zbeach? Don't take the words literally. It's even having a tree, but only if you would have a tree as it grows. Right, losita l'cha k'derech netia, standing up. But if it's horizontal, like it is here, so that's not a problem. That's not the dumya dinetia. That's the Vilna Gaon here. If you remember, I think we mentioned in the past, the thought of the Mesh HaChachma in Parsha Shoftim, that has a long piece, beautiful, where he says, what's the message of losita l'cha shere kaleitz, no trees next to the Mizbeach? Says the Mesh HaChachma, something that he says in many places. This week's Parsha, in the Hakdama, too, that's Hashgacha, right? In Hakdama to Parsha Sefer Vayikra, beginning of Parsha Vayikra, he talks about the message of Karbanos. So there, the Mesh HaChachma says, obviously, HaKadosh Baruch Hu doesn't need any of our Karbanos. Doesn't need anything. And that's why the Chazal say at the end of Maseches Menachos that the name of Hashem that is used by the Karbanos is not Elokim, which reflects a connection between Midas Hadin and his people. It's only Yudke Vavke. It's only Shem Hashem HaYehovah V'yeh, the independent God. Nobody should think that HaKadosh Baruch Hu needs our Karbanos throughout. So that's what the Chazal say. So he doesn't need any of our Karbanos. He's not affected. It's obviously all for us. It's all for us to be able to bring ourselves to a place to be inspired and to think, as the Ramban says in this week's Parsha, it's as if our Dam, it's as if our Chalev, etc. So that's the message. Says the Ramban, says the Mesh HaChachma, that's when the Mizbeach is made out of stone. Because stone is unchanging. Stone is nothing, you can water it, you could do whatever. It doesn't grow. That's why Kodesh Baruch Hu is not affected. That's why the Mizbeach has to have stone, and that's why there's no trees allowed near the Mizbeach, because the trees are something that grows, something that expands, something that is affected by man's actions. Lo sita l'chashir kaleitz, eisam Mizbeach Hashem alakecha. Don't do it. Don't plant anything, or what we just did today. It expanded. Don't put anything made out of wood near the Mizbeach. And that's why he also said, the Gemara Sanhedrin says, that if somebody appoints an inappropriate judge, right, accepts money, favoritism, it's ki'ilu bana, it's as if he planted an asherah next to the Mizbeach. Right, why is that? Because a dayan is supposed to be somebody who's unaffected, like the HaKadosh Baruch Hu kaviyachol, unaffected by anything that's given to them. No, not taking anything, no bribes, no shochat. So if you take bribe, and you appointed an appropriate judge, so you're like that Asherah next to the Mizbeach. That's the Meshech Chachma in the beginning. I think it's the second piece in Parsha Shoftim. Good, so that's Losita Locha Asherah. The other point to mention, very important discussion, and this is something that's going to come up, Be'ez Hashem, again and again in this Masechta, and that's the question of the Sfas Emes and Rav Soloveitchik. The Sfas Emes in the beginning of Masechta Sukkah, and Rav Soloveitchik there asks, does a Maltara work for the other mitzvos that have the 20 amos limit? The Gemara does not mention this at all, right? The Gemara mentions a maltara, this beautiful carving that's above 20 amos, so that works for mavui. Does it work for sukkah? Right, we know the first mission is sukkah. Your schach can't be above 20 amos. What if I make a beautiful engraving out of my schach, on top of my schach, so that the eye is drawn above 20 amos? So would that allow schach? Would that allow Neris Chanukah? Right, both of them. So the Sfas Emes only asked this by Sukkah. He only asked this by Sukkah. So he says the first piece in the first page of Masechta Sukkah. Yeshlis topic imahani kana maltera kamo b'mavui b'reish erivin. Says I'm not sure. He says alkamanim ladima ladina. I think it does not work. I think it does not work. Why? She yeshivasa nikeres lacha ditzorach lios haheker begufas chach umakom anachaso. Says the Sfas Emes, no, by the schach, it's the schach itself that has to draw your eye. So if you would make an amaltra out of the schach, I guess that wouldn't be okay, because then you would be making it into a kli, probably. It wouldn't be good for schach. But just having an amaltra somewhere near the schach is not going to be good enough, because the heker of l'man yedu d'orasechem, as the Gemara says in Sukkah Daf Beis, has to be from the schach itself, v'tzorachiyin. Tzorachiyin, he says at the end. Rav Soloveitchik puts it in a little more lumdish terms in Rishimo Shiurim, Rav Rachman Sefer from Rav Soloveitchik on Masechta Sukkah. He says, Derech Agav Yishlayin Mayedin Bamaltra. He assumes that conceptually there's a difference between what you need by Mavui and what you need by Sukkah. Obviously, one's Darabana and one's Daraisa. But there's another difference. He says, by Korah, it's purely a Heker element. Purely, if you say Amaltra works. That's why Rav says Amaltra does not work. Because Rav says it's a din of Pesach, as we've just saying. It's a din of an imaginary Pesach. We're going to get to something in a minute, Be'ez Hashem, that says, no, the Korah is about just reminding you. Heker. So if you say Amaltra works above 20 Amos, because it's a Heker, so that's all you need by Bavui. By Sukkah, it's a din of Mechitza. It's a din of Mechitza. Your Schach have to be on top of Halachic Mechitzos. You're right, you're allowed to have space in between. We're going to learn about the principle of good asik mechitza, but it has to be a mechitza that has a, and that the schach are mukar, are recognizable to me on top. So above 20 amos, fine, it's recognizable on top, but step one is that it has to be a mechitza. And if it's the schach or above 20 amos, then under it does not have the halachic status of mechitza. That's his chiddush. You have to just look at here. He says, "Af ava b'she'en ar ayin roen nimsheches oz l'mala v'sholta ena b'schach v'kal makom ein lohen l'mechitzos midas hashiurin hakshera al pidin." That's what he says. And then in the last paragraph, he says, "What about Neiris Chanukah?" So he assumes also it would not work because persume nisa, the Neiris Chanukah, have to be what brings the eye above 20 amos. If it's not from the Neirus itself, so then that's that's a problem. Hanero dolik ba'atzmo tzorach l'mashich l'mshoch hazayin aroa elav v'az kasher hanero l'chefse shonar mitzvah hamaparsim ba'atzmo es Neir Chanukah. Okay. Important discussion, that's not a shas. So that's why it's important that the Achronim bring it to our attention. Okay, we continue now. Says the Gemara, Rav Nachman, about the 15th line. Rav Nachman, by Yitzchak Amar, below Rav, Masnisi Ahadadi Lokashin. I'll get back to Rav in a minute. Let's just continue a little more. So even without Rav, the Bryce says, I can give you another answer. Right? Rav had to say, oh, it's a machlokas tanoim, and I only hold like this tana, not that tana. Rabbi Yitzchak says, no. L'rabbonon kora taimamai lav mishum hakera. There it is. That's the second opinion. Right? Rav was mishum Pesach, and right here, Rav Nachman Yitzchak is mishum heker. The point of the horizontal board is not to create a imaginary door or doorway, but it's a heker. It's just to remind you that you're going into a street now. You're going from, according to Rov Rishonim, a Rishus HaYachid to a Rishus HaRabim. So that's why, that's the point. And therefore, if the high tectonic, yes, if Pesach shel Heichal, that which one of the Brises learned it from the Pesach of the Heichal, that's not really a hardcore limud that you would make you limited to what the Pesach of the Heichal really was. No, Simana Bialma. That's the limit that Chazal chose as a hecker that parallels to the Pesach of the Heichal, but Lav Dafka, that's not exactly what is needed. Period. We paskin like this day. The Rush says right here in Siman Aleph that we paskin mishum hecker. Right, and that's why the Shulchan, the Mishnah Berurah quotes. Mishnah Berurah quotes in Siman Shin Sama Gimel, an important halacha. The Shulchan Aruch quotes, Ha demav, we need to have Balechi Yokora, Dafka Kishenu Nam. You know what? Let's wait for a minute because we're gonna have this in the Gemara soon. We'll wait for that with that Mishnah Berurah. There's one other Ha'ara, though, that Rishonim here ask is, if you remember, according to Rav Nachman Bar Yitzchak, the issue is Mishum Heker. If you remember back, Sukkah Daveis, back or forward, next year, Bez Hashem, when we learned all the Moed Mesechtas, actually after Pesachim, towards the second half of the year, in the beginning of Sukkah, the Gemara says that according to the opinion that the reason your schach has to be within 20 amos is mishum heker, l'man yedu dorasechem, but if the walls go all the way up to the schach, defunos magios l'schach, then the schach could be even above 20 amos. We don't hold that way, because we're machmer like all three opinions in Sukkah Daf Beis. But according to the opinion that says heker, your schach could be even above 20 amos. So asks the Rishonim here, the Ritva here, Tosas there in Sukkah, asks, so what about by Mavui? Here, if you have your walls of your Mavi going all the way up, shouldn't you say it's allowed even higher than 20 amos? So Tosas there and the Ritva here both say no. By Sukkah, above 20 amos, if the walls go all the way up, is okay, because Sukkah is a big area. Your eyes would be drawn. You have a big roof over you. You just have this one tiny little board, a thin little board on the top of the edge of the boundary. So even if the walls go up, you know, we're not going to allow that above 20 amos. Again, even though the Gemara said the problem of Shalta Ve'ena wouldn't be a problem if Tefanos Magios Tashach and Sukkah Daf Beis Mabeis, but here it would not work. The Meiri says there, maybe your decorations also help you out by Sukkah. Not just the width, but your decorations, allow you to allow your eyes to go higher. Okay. Let's continue. So says the Gemara. Now we have a machloka between Rav and Rav Nachman Bar Yitzchak. So we continue. Rav Nachman Bar Yitzchak, ha nicha. Now we're relating it to what we were just talking about. Ha nicha, ilo sphere le hadaraba. It works out if he does not hold like Rabba. Ela isvir leha de Rabba, but if he holds like Rabba, which Rabba? To Amar Rabba. Ksev leman yedu do rasechem. Kiva sukos o shafti, because I put you in sukos. Ad esr ma'ama, adam yodeh shadar besukkah. Within 20 amos, you know that you're sitting in the sukkah. Lamalam esr ma'ama, if you're schach or above 20 amos, which remember is about between 30 and 40 feet. 20 amos is 30 and 40 feet. Eina dam yodeya, mishum delo shalta ba'eina. So Rabbah says the issue by sukkah is shlitas ayin, my recognition that I'm in the sukkah. Alma, gabi sukkah nami vehekera pligi. So by according to Rabbah, the issue by sukkah, 20 amos limit to the schach, is heker. But if lugei betarti lamali, if Rav Nachman Bar Yitzchak, you say that's the same issue by the horizontal board, by the alley going to the street, so it's the same exact issue. So what do you need the Mishnah by both? Both by Sukkah and by Mavui. It's the same exact issue. 20 amos. The issue is, at root, is whether your eye is drawn and you remember it. So what do you need both cases for? So the Gemara says, Tricha, you need both. To Iyashmina Gabi Sukkah, if you only add it over there by Sukkah, Bahakam Rabbi Yehuda, maybe only over there, Rabbi Yehuda allows you to have above 20 amos. Kivan de Yeshiva Avida, because you're sitting in the sukkah, Shalta Ve'ena. When you're sitting somewhere, you look around, you look up, and then you're like, oh, it's a sukkah. Ava Mavui de Lehiluk Avid, but by a Mavui, it's an alley. I'm just walking. I'm walking through. So nothing's going to draw my attention. So Ema Modelul Rabbana, maybe there Rabbi Yehuda would agree that only 20 amos, not above 20 amos. The Iyashmina Baha, it's the exact opposite if you only had our case. If you only had our case, Baha Kami Rabbanan. Maybe only here the Rabbanan limit it, because you're not going to look up. You're just going to walk through. Aval Bahachim Modul Rabbi Yehuda, but over there, maybe they would give you Rabbi Yehuda even above 20 amos, because you're going to sit in the sukkah. Tzricha. Period. That is why you need both. Good. The Pasuk is quoted here of Laman Yedu Dorasechem. That is Rabbah. So you cannot mention the Bach. The Bach and Simin Tav Reish Chav Hey. The beginning of Hilchas Sukkah. The Bach notes that the tour waxes poetic in the beginning of Hilchas Sukkah, very un-tour-like. The tour is a halachic work. The tour was one of the most unbelievable Jews who made their mark on Jewish history. What did he do? He was the one that gathered everything from Shas and Rishonim and organized it. The Shulchan Aruch gets the credit, but really it was the tour. The tour got the credit. He took everything and he had created Aruch Chaim, Yaradeh, Choshe, Mishpat, and Eben Ezer, and all the Rishonim. The Beis Yosef then was a commentary on the tour. And obviously, you don't take anything from the Beis Yosef, but then he decided who to pass like the Shulchan Aruch. But the tour was the one that was unbelievable. The tour is a halachic work. Ask the Bach, why in the beginning of Hilchas Sukkah does the tour talk about Hashkafa and Tamei HaMitzvahs, and you sit in the Sukkah because Hashem surrounded you with Ananei HaKavod, and you have to remember we went out, even though we went out in Nisan, right, we went out this time of year, but we have the Yontif and Tishrei, because that's a time when nobody else is going out, everybody's going in, they're bringing in their summer furniture, but we dafka go out. Says the Bach, it's wonderful and beautiful, but it's not tour-like. Why is the tour bringing this in? Says the Bach, oh, it must be that Sukkah is different. What makes Sukkah different? Says the Bach, there are three Lama'an mitzvos. There are three mitzvos where the Torah itself doesn't just tell you to do the mitzvah, but the Torah tells you to do the mitzvah so that you remember or so that you think of something. Meaning the Tamei mitzvos are in the Torah itself. It's not just, you know, what we try to figure out. The three Lama'an mitzvos. And the Bach says, because the Torah itself says those reasons, it must be that those reasons are ma'akev. And if I don't think, if I don't have that machshava, that kavana by those three mitzvos, so then I'm not yodseh. That's why the Torah says it, because this is halacha. This is not just hashkafa. And what are the three Lama'an mitzvos? The Bach has it there by sukkah, Lama'an yedu dorasechem, as our pasuk says, Tzitzis, Laman Tiskru, Vatzisim, is called Mitzvosai, and Tfilin, Laman Tia Torah Hashem Aficha. Those are the three Laman Mitzvos, and that's why, by all of those, even if there's someone who does not have the minhag of saying all of the L'shem Yichuds and Hinini Mechaveins before the Mitzvos, but the special Hinini Mechavein before Tfilin and Tzitzis, that one's in the Siddur. That one's in the Siddur. Right, even though in the Haggadah, there's Hinini Muchans in front of everything. But at least in the Siddur, the special, but you read that Tefillah, that's about the Kavana that one's supposed to have by Tefillah and by Tzitzis. It's in the Shulchan Aruch talks about it. Special Kavana. Why? Because of this Bach. Because of the issue of the three Laman Mitzvahs. One of them is right here in Sukkah. Okay, what do we paskin? So, the first night of Sukkah, but if I don't think about the Ananei HaKavod, I'm not Yotzei. If I ate a Kazayis in the Sukkah, so you have to know you're in the Sukkah, but Mishnah Berurah says, L'chachila, best to, but the Eved, you might not have to eat again, but really one should remember. Okay, last skinny line. My Amaltara. What exactly is an Amaltara? Rav Chama Brei Deraba Bar Avua Amar Kini. Kini, what are Kini? Type of pictures of birds' nests. Remember the last Masechta in Nezikin? In Kachim? Kinim. Right? Groups of birds. So birds' nests, that's what's sticking out of the part of the ulam. Right, it's not, according to Tosfos Yontif, it's not sticking out. Kiyasa Rav Dimi Amar, Amri Vamarava, Paski Da'arza. No, Paski Da'arza is, what does that mean? Rashi says it means long cedar pieces of wood. Long logs. Something that's very striking. The Rashba says it was striking, a striking type of wood. Either way, it was something that drew the eye. So Man Da'ar Paski Da'arza, according to the one who says that it was the second one, Koshiken Kini, surely Kini, which maybe brings the eye even more. Man Da'ar Kini, Ava Paski Da'arza Lo. But the other way it does not work, because maybe that's not as striking. Well, Madara Paski Da'arza Maitama says, according to the one who says, the long cedar branches, or the striking cedar wood, why does he say his opinion? Because it is long, nafish mashrei, v'asukah de nafish mashrei, v'kamir abanan delo. But what about by sukkah? Nafish mashrei, and still it's long, but they say that it doesn't work. No, because it's chashiv, so it's going to have a kol. People are going to know about it, but that works by mavui. But it's not going to work by sukkah, period. Okay, next sugya. Mixas kora betoch asrim, mixas kora lamalami asrim. What if you have, you know, the 20 amas is the limit. What if some is above and some is below? Mixas chach betoch asrim, mixas chach lamalami asrim. And what about schach? Again, here we are putting together the mavui and the schach question. We just said before by Amatra, maybe you're mechalik between them. And we're going to talk about this issue again, Bez Hashem in the Masechta. But here the Gemara puts it together. What if you have part within 20 and part above 20? what exactly is the case? Tosfos here has two deyas. We're going to go with the understanding of it's a very thick board or boards. Some of it is below and some of it is above. Some of it's within 20 amos, which is good, and some of it's above 20 amos. That's how we're going to go with that understanding. So does that work? So we have two versions of the Gemara. Amar Rabba, first version. B'mavui kasher b'saka pasal. It works, but it's allowed by mavui, half and half, but not by sukkah. Why? Maishna b'mavui de kasher. Why by mavui do we allow it? De amrinan klosh. We say, thin it out. Klosh, thin it out. Meaning, it's a, don't worry about what's on top. What's on top is not relevant. So sukkah nami lema klosh. So why do you say the same thing by sukkah? Say what's on top of 20 animals is not relevant. So Gemara says, no, ikalashta, if you say thin it out by sukkah, and you say the above level is as if it's not there, then havi lechamasa meruba miselasa. Then you're gonna have too much sun then shade, so it's gonna be a problem for sukkah. But then say the same thing here. Hachanami, ikalasht, if you take out the top level by mavui, havi le korani telas baruach. That's going to be a very flimsy horizontal beam, and it's going to be able to be flipped up by the wind. So in either case, why is there a difference between sukkah and mavui? So the Gemara says, ela al karcha, but what must you say by mavui, that even though you say it's irrelevant, it's considered there. Nasu kishpodin shamateches. It's not literally not there. We could just say, the upper part doesn't ruin your lower part. But you could still view it as if it's one item and it's strong enough to be there. So hachanami. So say the same thing by sukkah. Al karchag nasis seilasim ruba mechamasa. So by sukkah also, say it's not literally that it's not there, but it's enough not there that it doesn't ruin the under 20 amos. So again, what's the difference? We're still stuck. So amar Rava mi parzika. See, here's the difference. Sukkah deli yachid hi, a sukkah which is made for private usage. Lo midkar. If something happens up top, let's say the under 20 amos part of the wood starts rotting away, and all of a sudden it's not there anymore. Since you're only one person, one family, you're not going to realize it, and then we don't want you to use that. Mavui dilarabim mitkriyadadi. A mavui, everybody walks through, it's a public area. So people are going to remember back and forth, it's a public usage, so somebody's going to notice. Somebody's going to notice that it's not good anymore, they're going to remind each other, and therefore it is okay. We find this principle, mitkriyadadi, a number of places in the postgame and Shas. We had it back at the end of Masechah Shabbos. Kuf Mem Zayin. Where they go, remember the Mishnah spoke about it, you gotta dry yourself with a towel. So the Mishnah said, oh, a lot of people could dry themselves with one towel and carry it, because they're gonna remind each other not to squeeze out the liquid from it. One person can't even use one towel to carry it, because we're worried that they're going to squeeze it out. So again, sometimes a lot of people together, you know, will remind each other. Ravina Amar, a different answer. Sukkah d'oraisa achmiru be'rabanan, mavi d'rabanan achmiru be'rabanan. Simple. Sukkah were more machmir because it is an issue of a d'oraisa. That is all version one. Version two is the exact opposite but parallel. Ravada barmasna masti lo shmaitza d'rabba ifcha. He had the opposite version of what Rabba said. Amar Rabba, b'mavui pasul b'sukkah k'shera. By mavui, this half and half, half above, half below, is not allowed, and by sukkah, it's kosher. So the Gemara says, "Maishna sukkah dekshera damrina klosh." Why is sukkah kosher? Because you say thin it out. But mavui nami neima klosh. So why not also by mavui? Ikalashta havilei korani tells by ruach. What do you mean? If you say it by mavui, it's going to be a flimsy board. Hachanami ikalash havilei chamasim ruben miselasa. So too by sukkah, it's going to be more sun than shade. So el al karchach nasis selasim ruben mechamasa. But what must you say? It's not literally not there. It's there enough to be considered enough shade. So achanami al kachanasu kishpodin shamateches. So it's considered strong enough. So again, we have the problem. Why is it good by sukkah and not good by mavui? So amarava mi parzika, the exact opposite svara. They're both right, but they're the exact opposite. Sukkah del yachidi. Sukkah is on an individual. So rameyafshu mitkar. If there's one person in charge, they focus and they get it done. Right, if there's only one person worrying about his schach, it's going to be taken care of. Mavui de la rabimi, samchi adadi lo mitkari. Mavui, it's the rabim. So everybody focuses on, relies on the other person. And here's the great line, to Amri Inshi, kadera de beishutvi lo chamima v'lo kirira. If you have a pot belonging to partners, it doesn't get hot, it doesn't get cold. Meaning, You know, if you put three people in charge of a project, it's never going to get done. Put one person in charge of the project. Right, it's a big Musar Haskel. That the Chazal also say, this Davar Echad L'Dor. L'Shnei Davar Em L'Dor. Right, Moshe Rabbeinu, Yeshua Benun. You need one leader. Right, because one leader, decisions will be made, one person in charge. You have a committees are great. But it's got to be ahead of a committee. It's got to be somebody who takes the ball and pushes it. So whenever you have to talk about that, you got to quote this line. Erev Daf Gimel, right? What people say, the Marsha says here, it's not because different people want different things. It's just that they each rely on each other. And therefore, nobody gets it done. That's a line of the Gemara. Okay. Or, Ravina Amar, exactly opposite of what he said before, Sukkah Daraisa lo boy chizik, Sukkah din Daraisa, it does not need chizik, because everybody takes Daraisas seriously anyway. Mavi Drabana boy chizik, Mavi's Drabana, so it doesn't need chizik. Good, so we have two versions of Rabba in opposite directions. My Havila, what do we paskin? Rabba Barav Ula Amar Zevazet Pasol, Rabba Amar Zevazet Kosher. So really we have four opinions about half above and half below. Good. Chalal. So let's just continuing Rava's statement. They're both kosher. Why? Chalal sukkah tnan. Chalal mavui tnan. So, machlokas we had on the bottom. So now we say the space of the sukkah, when it says 20 amos, Rashi says on top, when it says 20 amos, by mavui, by sukkah, it goes on the airspace underneath. Goes on the airspace underneath. And as long as the airspace underneath is 20 amos, that is good enough. Meaning the korah could be above 20 amos. That's why he says it is kosher to be half and half, because the half that's above, that's fine too. It's all kosher. The issue was 20 amos airspace is the maximum that you're allowed to have, not including the korah. Amalei Rav Papa L'Rava, Tani D'Masai Halacha. Yeah, I have a brisa that supports what you just said, that it's the airspace issue. Mavi shegavoa me'asrim ama yoser mipischa shel heichal yema'et. There it is. If you have a mavi that's above 20 amos, more than the pesach yema'et, the heichal gufo chalolo esrim, and the heichal itself at 20 amos of airspace. So you see, that's the limit. The limit is not including the measure of the korah, but it's the airspace involved. Period. Is that really true? Esvei Rav Simi bar Ashi l'Rav Papa. Ketzad haya oseh. What do you do? This is back in the Tosefta, in the beginning of Ervin. What do you do to put the Korah there? Meniach Korah misfas esrim ulamata. That sounds like within the airspace. From the edge of 20 and under, it sounds like you're not allowed to have 20 airspace. The board is included. So the Gemara says, no, eimo ulamala. No, change it. The Gemara says, v'olamata k'tani. You can't just change it. Right? So the Gemara says, no. Hakamash malan dilamata kilamala. This is basically what we would say a chisuri mechsura. No, it says lamata, but you have to add in. Lamata is like lamala. What does that mean? We have a maximum height and a minimum height, which we haven't said yet. The maximum height is 20 amos. The minimum height is 10 tfachim. That's the shortest year of a Pesach. For Hilchas Mezuzah, for Hilchas Sukkah, that's the shortest year, 10 tfachim. Something less than 10 tefachim is not called a mechitza, it's not called a wall. So that's what we're comparing it to. Mala, mala, chalala, asrim. Just like above, the airspace must be 20. Aflamata, chalala, asara. So too, just like the bottom, 10 tefachim must be the airspace. Meaning the korah, if you put a korah by a mavli, it's got to be at least 10 tefachim off the ground. With 10 tefachim airspace under it. Because lower than that would not be called a mechitza at all. There's a little difficulty. Look in the Shulchan Aruch here. Shulchan Aruch sounds like he's makel in this regard. If you look in Shin Sama Gimel, Chavdat, the Mishnah Berurah points this out, that Rav Achronim argue. Says the Shulchan Aruch, Peiris al HaKorah Machzelis. Talking about putting a sheet over the Korah, but then he says at the end, Himhiniach Korah Rechava, V'nimsheches Ksas Lamata Me'asara, Kshera. Shulchan Aruch seems to say Beferish, that if the board is a little lower than 10 Tzvachim, it's also okay. And the Mishnah Berurah quotes, Kama achronim is kashu b'dvarav. Damash b'bilashono, debal ashmina, dafilu ksas v'yakor rechava, nichnas b'tochas or atvachim. It's kashur, and we don't say that's okay. Right, we say by sukkah too. The shortest sukkah, 10 tvachim. Can't have a sukkah or a mavli less than 10 tvachim. The width we'll get to by the Shem soon, but the height is 10 tvachim, and one can't get out of that. Okay, let's continue. Amar Abayi b'shvei de Rav Nachman. Says Abayi in the name of Rav Nachman. Amas Sukkah, Va'amas Mavui. There are different types of Amos, just by way of introduction. There are 5 Tefach Amos and 6 Tefach Amos. There are different types of Amos that Chazal and the Torah refers to. Whenever you have a shear of an Amah. So the question is always, which Amah are you talking about? Are you talking about the big Amos or the little Amos? Right, the big Amos is 6 tfachim long, and the little Amos are 5 tfachim long. So says Abaye, the name of Rav Nachman, we have 2 versions, we have 2 days in the name of Rav Nachman. Today we're going to do Rav Nachman number 1. You see on the second to last line of the Amud, Rava Mishpeder Rav Nachman. There's number 2. So that we're not going to do. That we'll try to get to there as close as we can today. So this is number 1, Rav Nachman. Abaye says, Amas Sukkah, Ba'amas Mavui, Ba'amas Bas Chamisha. The Amas, by the Shiurim of Amma, by Sukkah and Mavui, are the small Amos, the 5 Tefach Amos. Amas Kilayim, but Amas Bashisha. The Kilayim Amos, we're going to have different Shiurim regarding the halachas of Kilayim, of keeping my plants and vineyards separate from each other. Amas Bashisha, that's the big Tefachim. That's the big Amos with 6 Tefachim. So, regarding which halacha are we referring to here? So we're going to go through each one. So Amas Mavui Ba'amabas Chamisha L'may Hilchasa. What are we talking about there? They use the smaller Amos for a Mavui. Ligovho, for its height. Or what we're talking, 20 Amos. It's the shorter 20 Amos. We're meaning we're being Machmir. You only take the shorter Amos to say the maximum is 20 Amos. Ula Pirtsas Mavui. And the width. Remember we said 10 Amos wide is the maximum. More than that is not allowed. So again, you take the smaller Amos so that you are Machmir. If you say it's always that, V'ha'ika Meshach Mavui Ba'arba Amos Dilakula. We didn't have this yet. The Mavui has to be 4 Amos deep. 4 Amos long. 4 Amos deep to be considered a Mavui. To allow this. So if you use the shorter Amos there, it's a Kula. So Gemara says, Keman Damar Barba Tfachim. You're right, Rav Nachman is going within the opinion that a Mavui only has to be 4 Tfachim deep. Not 4 Amos deep, so don't worry about it. Or V'Yaseima, or Ba'arba Amos, V'Rov Amos Kamar. Or most of a Mavui's Amos are going to go by the shorter ones, wherever it is L'chumra. But you're right, if it's L'kula, then you'd use the longer Amos. So that is all the Mavui discussion. What about Sukkah? Amas Sukkah Ba'ama Bas Chamisha. L'may Hilchasa. Which halachos by Sukkah deal with Amos? Right? We just said the shortest height of a Sukkah is 10 Tfachim. So which ones? L'govo. So number 1, the height. 20 Amos. The maximum height of Schach is 20 Amos. Ula Dofen Akuma. And Dofen Akuma. What's Dofen Akuma? The bent wall. The halacha is that if my Schach if my wall is separated from my schach by a certain amount. Let's say I have an overhang in front of my house. And I build my sukkah, but I'm using the wall of my house as a wall of the sukkah. How much distance is there allowed to be between the wall of my house and where the kosher schach start? Dalet Amos. Dalet Amos, that's called Dofen Akuma. And I'm allowed to look at it as a bent wall. And as long as it's less than 4 Amos between the schach and the puzzle wall, it's kosher. Let's assume right now, but the wall goes all the way up, so you're just doing it horizontally. If it's down, so you're trying to use 2 halachic principles, that's a machlokas, whether you could use good asik and dofen akuma. But either way, it goes all the way up. Or the Mishnah in Sukkah talks about a case where you have a house that the middle of the roof of the of the house fell in. Sometimes people have retractable roofs for a sukkah. So let's say in the middle of a dining room, somebody has a retractable roof. But the schach then doesn't start all the way at the edge by the wall. So how much is allowed between the wall of the room and the schach? Dalet Amos, right? Between six and 8 feet. So says that. So for those Dalet Amos, you go by the smaller ones. Again, L'chumra. Dofen Akuma. There's a major lumdus question by Dofen Akuma. How exactly it works? Rashi here takes a stand on it. See the first wide line in Rashi. Rashi says ki'ilu hu min adfanos shene'ekmu l'malon. Uba'u atzchach kosher. The shaila is, when we have Dofen Akuma, is it literally a bent wall? So where does the wall of my sukkah end? Does it end by the schach? It's as if the wall is bent. It goes up and then goes across. It's like a bent wall. Is that what it is? Or do I say no? The wall of the sukkah is the wall. Dofen Akuma means I'm allowed to move my wall to be under the schach. It's not that the wall is bent. It goes up and then across. No, Dofen Akuma, according to some Rishonim, mean that you move the wall. The wall is 3 Amos away. Zoom. You're allowed to move it closer to be under the schach. L'may nafkamina, could you sit under the pasul area? According to the first version, Well, the first version, it's part of the wall. You can't sit under there. It's dofen on top of you. You can't sit under a dofen. But according to the other version, Rashi and Sukkah says this on Daf Dalet, not here. But Rashi and Sukkah says, no, it's as if the wall moves, and then outside of that, it's like what's called pesil hayotzei min ha-sukkah. It's like an extra, you know, outside of your sukkah, if you have a little overhang, it's an extension of the sukkah. So that could be a nafkamina. I'm not saying lamaisa, but that could be a nafkamina. Is that viewed as schach or not? The Rambam seems to have both versions. Seems to have both. The Rav Soloveitchik and the Rishima Shirman Sukkah there, Daf Dalet, points out the Rambam has both formulations. Both the wall bends, or the wall magically moves. But that's the lumdus and Dofan Akuma, two ways of understanding. Good, so back to the Gemara. So Gemara says that you're allowed to use the smaller Amos by Sukkah, because that's Lechumra. Ay vahika meshach Sukkah ba'arba Amos. What about how wide a Sukkah has to be? Also there, it's four Amos, de la Kula, and there will be a Kula de Tanya, Rebbe Omer, because Rebbe holds, Omer ani, I say, kol Sukkah she'en ba'dalan Amos al-dalan Amos psula. Any Sukkah that's not 4x4 Amos is puzzle. So the Gemara answers, we don't hold like Revi. Karabanan. The army, I feel like I'm a chazak as a rosh ruba v'shochana. No. As long as a sukkah can hold you, most of your body, and your table. Meaning, 7x7 tfachim. That's the minimum size of a sukkah, width-wise. So forget, there are no amos there. Or vi ba'yisema l'olam rebi hi v'rov amos kamar. Or, like we said before, it means rove of the amos of sukkah. But if it's l'chumra the other way, you go l'chumra the other way. That's if tomorrow we'll start with Rabbi Yosef Engel. We haven't mentioned it in a long time. Why Rebbe is the only one throughout Shas that uses the humble exclamation before he starts, Omer Ani. An amazing Rabbi Yosef Engel, but we'll start with that tomorrow. But let's just continue a little more. Amas Kilayim. What about the Am of Kilayim? Amma Bas Chamisha, Lama Hilchasa. Where's the Am of Kilayim? That you use the bigger Amos there. So there, it's Lechumer the other way. Lekarachas HaKerem L'Mechol HaKerem. It's talking about the Karachas and the Mechol HaKerem. What is that? It's not. We know there are five types of Kilayim. One type of Kilayim is Kilay Zroim, right, plants. There's Kilai HaKerem, which we're talking about here, of a vineyard. Then we have the two types of Kilai Behema, cross-breeding and cross-working animals. And number five is Shatnas, right, the clothing mixed together. So Kilai Zeran, that's what we're talking about here. There's two ideas, Karachas HaKerem, a bald spot inside your vineyard. Let's say you have a vineyard, that the middle of it is not a vineyard anymore. How much space do you have to have between your vineyard and an area inside where you want to plant something else? So Beishami Orem Esrim Ba'arba'a, most of it. So Omrim Sheshes Re'amos, 24 or 16. The issue is that you always need four Amos from the edge of a vineyard to something else. That's called the Avoda Sakerem, the amount of area that's needed to put a plow in there to work your vineyard. So four Amos on every side are out. How much more space do you need inside to be considered a significant area to plant its own entity? That's the Machloka Beisham and Beis Hillel. They all agree you need four Amos on every side of Avodah Sakerem. Is eight enough inside or is four enough inside? That's the issue. That's Karachas Sakerem. Umachol Hakerem is not in the middle of a vineyard, but next to a vineyard. There's a space between a vineyard and a fence. How much space do you have to have next to the vineyard before you plant next to the fence? So that's enough. That's Machol Hakerem. Beisham and Omrim Sheishas Re'amos, Beis Hillel Omrim Shteimas Re'amos. So now the Gemara explains. Ezri Karachas HaKerem, what we just said. What's the Karachas? Kerem Shachar Bemsi Iso. The middle of the Kerem became desolate. Ve'en Sham Sheishas Re'amos. There's no 16 Amos there. According to Beis Hillel, Lo Yavi Zero L'Sham. You can't plant there. Hayu Sham Sheishas Re'ama. If there is, no Sin Lo Kudei Avodah. So you give all around the Kerem its Avodah, meaning four Amos each. Ve'zoreas Amosar. And then you can plant the middle area. Ve'ezo Mechol HaKerem. And what's that? Ben Kerem L'Gader. Between the vineyard and the fence. Ein Sham Shteimas Re'ama. There's not 12 of Amos, well, Yavi Zer L'Sham, you can't plant anything there, because you're not going to plant right next to the fence. It's going to ruin the fence. Hayu Sham Shtei Mesrei Ama. No, if there's 12 Amos, though, according to Beis Hillel, no sin, lo Kedei Avodaso, v'zoreya es ha-sha'ar. You can plant Kedei Avodah, you give its four Amos, and you can plant the rest. Period. We'll have to stop there by Vaha'ika, but we'll continue talking about Kilayim and the issues of Omer Ani, and we will continue talking about other issues as we continue in Maseches Erev. And again, remember of Shechter Shir this Wednesday in Lower Manhattan, in the YU Museum at 6 p.m. Introduction to Inyane Erevin. Entire OU YU community, or anyone for that matter, is invited. Please sign up at yumuseums.org/programs. Okay, we'll stop here.